Welcome to today's episode of The Synaptic Siege, unveiling the role of neurotechnology in modern warfare. I've got to say, this topic is incredibly fascinating to me because neurotechnology isn't just science fiction anymore, it's real. And it's being integrated into areas we might not expect, like the military.
You know, I couldn't agree more. The intersection between advanced neurotechnology and military strategy could redefine everything we know about warfare. It's intriguing to think about how brain-machine interfaces or neural imaging might enhance a soldier's cognitive abilities.
Exactly. And then there's the ethical side of things, which is just as intriguing.
How do we balance technological advancement with moral responsibility, especially when we're talking about something as profound as altering neural functions?
That's a great point. Can you imagine the implications if this technology were used in psychological warfare? It's like something out of a movie, but it's very much a part of today's scientific possibilities.
Oh, absolutely. And then there's the question we really should ask ourselves. Are we ready for the ethical and societal impacts these developments might bring? It's not just about what we can do, but what we should do.
Right. And as we explore this topic today, I'm curious about how these technologies are already being applied in military settings. What are the current capabilities and how might they evolve?
It's a good question. I think a lot of us are wondering how quickly these advancements are moving and what the future might hold. Could these technologies make soldiers more effective, or could they potentially be a double-edged sword?
And that's why it's crucial to have conversations like this. We need to discuss not only the technological advancements, but also the ethical frameworks that should guide their use. Are we prepared to handle these powerful tools responsibly?
Indeed. So listeners, stay with us as we dive deeper into the revolutionary world of neurotechnology and warfare. We're about to unravel some of the most complex and compelling issues of our time.
Yeah, buckle up. This is going to be a conversation you don't want to miss.
So diving right into the fascinating use of neurotechnological implants, it seems like these devices are stepping right out of science fiction and into reality.
They're not just concepts anymore, but are actively being used to help patients, like with deep brain stimulators for Parkinson's disease.
But, you know, there's that whole layer of ethical complexity that comes with it. What do you think about the implications of these implants on personal identity?
Oh, absolutely. The identity aspect is a huge concern. I mean, when you have something like a brain implant that can modulate neural activity, it's not just helping alleviate symptoms, but potentially altering a person's sense of self. Imagine if these devices, while providing relief, also change how you perceive yourself or how others perceive you. That can be quite unsettling, don't you think?
Yeah, that's what makes this so intriguing and, frankly, a bit daunting. The idea that a device could become an integral part of someone's identity is both revolutionary and a little scary. It's like, where do we draw the line between technology enhancing life and technology altering life in ways we didn't anticipate?
Exactly. And speaking of lines, the whole notion of agency is another critical aspect. These technologies are supposed to restore agency, but what if they inadvertently undermine it? If a device misinterprets someone's intentions or produces unexpected outputs, it could really mess with how people make decisions. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a double-edged sword, really. Restoring agency is fantastic, but if the technology isn't spot on in reading intentions, it could cause more harm than good. Imagine trying to control a device with your thoughts and it doesn't do what you want. Frustration doesn't even begin to describe it.
Right. And then there's the whole privacy issue. With neurotechnologies, we're talking about potentially having access to a person's innermost thoughts. I mean, that's a treasure trove of data, but also a huge ethical minefield. How do we ensure that these neural fingerprints don't get exploited?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? We're stepping into a future where cognitive liberty, this idea of controlling your own mental processes, is becoming a battleground.
It's crucial that we establish solid ethical frameworks before these technologies become widespread. Otherwise, we risk opening up Pandora's box.
And those frameworks need to be robust, involving not just scientists and ethicists, but also policymakers and the public. After all, the societal implications are enormous. It's not just about individual rights. It's about how we as a society adapt to these rapid changes.
So when we talk about bio-inspired electronics, especially in the realm of soft, biohybrid, and living neural interfaces, we're essentially at the forefront of merging biology with technology in a way that's almost not organic. What do you make of this fusion of neural implants and biological integration?
Oh, it's absolutely fascinating. This kind of integration really blurs the lines between living tissue and electronic devices. You know, it's not just about creating devices that work with the body, but about creating devices that almost become a part of the body itself. The possibilities for medical applications are just endless, but it also raises so many questions about how far we should go, right?
Exactly. The potential for revolutionizing treatment for neurological disorders is immense. Imagine neural interfaces that can seamlessly integrate with our nervous system to restore functions or even enhance them. It's almost like stepping into the realm of science fiction.
Yeah, and speaking of science fiction, these developments could lead to some ethical dilemmas. Like, what happens when these devices can not only restore, but also enhance human capability? We're talking about a new kind of human augmentation here. How do we handle that?
That's a really good point. As we develop these technologies, we need to consider their impact on personal identity and autonomy. If an implant can change how we interact with the world, does it change who we are or how society views us?
Exactly. And the societal implications are huge. We could end up with a divide between those with access to these enhancements and those without. It's almost like a new form of inequality, don't you think?
Absolutely. And then there's the whole issue of data privacy. With neural interfaces, we're potentially talking about access to our most private thoughts and intentions. The ethical frameworks need to be as robust as the technology itself.
Right, and that's why it's crucial to bring together not just scientists, but ethicists, policymakers, and the public into the conversation. We need a comprehensive approach to navigate these uncharted waters responsibly.
And it's not just about responsibility, but also about innovation. Balancing these two will be key as we move forward. It's exciting yet a little daunting to imagine where this could all lead.
Exactly. And while we're pushing the boundaries of what's possible, we mustn't lose sight of the human element. After all, these technologies are meant to serve humanity, not the other way around.
So diving into this fascinating world of neurotechnology, it seems like we're living in an era where science fiction is gradually becoming science fact. The idea of brain-computer interfaces and companies like Kernel pushing the envelope really makes you wonder about the future. What do you think about their recent developments?
Oh, it's mind-blowing, isn't it? With Kernel's non-invasive neuroimaging technology, they're really at the forefront of this field. They've introduced devices like Flux and Flow, which are not only capable of monitoring brain activity, but also potentially decoding it. It's like we're stepping into a new era of understanding the brain.
Absolutely, and the implications are huge. Kernel's approach, especially with their wearable time domain functional near-infrared spectroscopy system, or TDFNIRS, is opening doors we hadn't even dreamed of a decade ago. But do you think we're ready for the ethical challenges that come with this technology?
That's the crucial question, isn't it? With the ability to read and potentially write brain functions, we're venturing into areas that challenge our notions of privacy and autonomy. It's not just about the technology itself, but how it's applied and regulated.
Exactly. And there's also the potential for human enhancement. When you consider devices that could enhance our cognitive abilities, we're not just talking about treating neurological disorders anymore. We're talking about augmentation.
Precisely. And that leads to a whole new set of ethical dilemmas. If these technologies become widely accessible, we could see a divide between those who can afford such enhancements and those who can't. It could redefine societal structures.
Yeah, it's a bit daunting. But what's also exciting is that companies like Kernel are not working in isolation. There's a whole ecosystem developing around brain-computer interfaces, with other players like Neuralink and Synchron also making strides.
Right, and this ecosystem is fostering innovation at an unprecedented pace. But with innovation comes responsibility. We need robust ethical frameworks and public discourse to ensure these technologies serve humanity rather than exploit it.
Couldn't agree more. It's a time for cautious optimism. We have the tools to revolutionize our interaction with technology, but we must tread carefully to avoid unintended consequences.
Well said. It's an exciting frontier, and as we continue to explore these possibilities, it's crucial we keep these conversations going. Thanks to our listeners for joining us on this journey through the intersection of neuroscience and technology.
Yes, thank you all for tuning in. Stay curious, stay informed, and we'll catch you next time as we explore more groundbreaking topics. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, and take care.